Ayanna Pressley to introduce bill banning federal death penalty. By Amy Furr on July 26, 2019. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, DMA, is set to introduce a bill banning the federal death penalty in response to the Justice Department's announcement regarding the policy. "The death penalty has no place in a just society," Pressley wrote in a tweet Thursday with an attached picture of the bill. The bill states, "Notwithstanding any other provision of law, no person may be sentenced to death or put to death on or after the date of enactment of this act for any violation of federal law. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, any person sentenced to death before the date of enactment of this act for any violation of federal law shall be resentenced." Pressley claimed that the so-called racist rhetoric coming out of the White House is what led to the reinstatement of the vile federal death penalty policy. "It was wrong then and it's wrong now," she wrote. "The cruelty is the point, this is by design." Breitbart News reported Thursday that Attorney General William Barr issued a directive that will allow the government to resume the use of the federal death penalty. Barr said in the press release, "Under administrations of both parties, the Department of Justice has sought the death penalty against the worst criminals, including these five murderers, each of whom was convicted by a jury of his peers after a full and fair proceeding. The Justice Department upholds the rule of law, and we owe it to the victims and their families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. One of the men awaiting execution is Wesley Ira Perkey, who was found guilty of raping and murdering a 16-year-old girl, then dismembering and burning her body before dumping it in a septic pond. Perkey was also convicted of using a claw hammer to bludgeon to death an 80-year-old woman who suffered from polio and walked with a cane. His execution is scheduled to occur on December 13th of this year." The press release states that each of these inmates has exhausted their appellate and post-conviction remedies, and currently no legal impediments prevent their executions, which will take place at U.S. Penitentiary Terre Haute, Indiana.